You're listening to SBS News.
When Hilya Dibba's family left Iran in 2013, her father described Australia as a place of opportunity.
I was very little, but I remember my dad telling me that it would be like a bigger opportunity for me to like. He was mainly talking about university and me being able to like have my own life, have my own friends, move out. And the main part was the safety, so I could just go out with my friends and not have to worry.
But very quickly, that dream faded. After leaving Indonesia on a boat, they were taken to Christmas Island before being transported to Nauru. Hilya was about 9 years old at the time.
They told us that we'll be sent to an offshore detention centre just to be there to get processed for about 6 months, and then we'll be transferred to Australia and, you know, be granted a visa and, like, you know, everything will be, like, sorted.
Hilya's family ended up spending more than 5 years on Nauru. Then, in 2018, they were taken to Australia under the medical evacuation laws passed by the Australian government. That gave Hilya an opportunity to attend school full-time for the first time in years.
So year 10, 11 and 12, I was in the same school. And the first year was really difficult for me. One, because I had not been in such environment for a very long time. And this, like, I only had education up to fourth grade in Iran.
After year 12, Hilya received not one but three university offers to study architecture and also business.
Which was really exciting, but sadly I could not attend. So I had to defer all of my courses to 2023, just hoping that by then I would have a visa and study rights to be able to attend.
Hilya's family are in Australia under what is called the Community Under Residence Determination Program. In other words, they are in community detention. While they receive government-funded accommodation and support from Centrelink, they don't have the right to work or study in Australia after the age of 18. Hilya describes it as feeling like she's in limbo.
The most difficult thing about it is being stuck and not being able to do anything about it. And watching all of my friends from school and, like, other refugee friends to move on with their studies and lives. And I'm just sitting here watching all of them live their lives. It's really difficult.
Data from the Department of Home Affairs shows as of June 30 this year, 566 people were living in Australia under the Community Detention Program. More than three quarters of them have been in the program for more than 1,096 days. Dr. Saba Vasefi is a scholar and journalist at the University of Sydney. She has spoken to a number of young refugees living in Australia under the Community Detention Program.
Community detention is not a replacement for a visa and has no value rather than systematic violence and punitive isolation.
She says the young refugees had no say in how they arrived in Australia, yet they are being punished for arriving by boat.
Remember, these youth are survivors of authoritarian regime or war or deprivation who are trapped now with new form of oppression and violence.
Dr. Vasefi says the federal government should repeal the community detention program for adolescents. But she says the government is being too slow to act on refugee issues.
When they are going to take any action about humanity, I think both governments, they are very lazy in relation to address humanity issues in a global scale or in the national scale.
In a statement, a spokesperson for the Department of Home Affairs said, the department will continue to work with the government on a range of measures aimed at addressing barriers to status resolution and associated risks of long-term detention. The spokesperson said individuals in community detention are provided with health services, accommodation, caseworker support and a living allowance, but must comply with conditions, including those over the age of 18 not engaging with work or study. Sean Wales, SBS News.